At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, here we go, guys. Welcome to another episode of the Bamature Hour. I'm Bama John. We've got G Money Gary. We've got Dr. T, and we've got Will K. This is our Wisconsin preview issue, and we're also going to talk about how Bama's going to take another step to make the playoffs as they administer a beatdown on Wisconsin. And I'm staying cautiously optimistic. Today is Tuesday, September 9th, 2025, in the year of our Lord. Thank everyone for tuning in. We now have over 4,000 subscribers to our YouTube channel and growing. All right, guys, jump in here. I think Dr. T had something he wanted to say, so I'm going to give you the floor first, and then we'll go around the room.
Now, I just want to know, John, are they able to see me all the time tonight? I just got to know.
Yes. Yeah. If I recorded it right, I think I hit the cloud recording. I think last night I recorded to my computer and it would go back and forth. But tonight I've got it on the cloud recording. So theoretically, we're all going to be on screen at the same time.
All right. The reason last time I didn't know that, and I was drinking a little lemonade. And so I just want to make sure I know what to expect.
All right, we'll keep the tequila. Don't get your tequila shots going. You know, let's keep it under control. So
I don't drink tequila, so we'll be
good. No. Tequila, good. No. I'm glad to hear that from you, young man. So, guys, I think this is a matchup against a run-of-the-mill average Big Ten team, and I think a run-of-the-mill average SEC team is better than the run-of-the-mill average Big Ten team. I think from that standpoint, I'm expecting us to win this if we do what we're supposed to do. If they coach them up, they get them prepared, I'm expecting a big Bama win. All right, G-Money, give us some thoughts, your thoughts as we preview this game.
It's hard not to have a little afterglow after La Monroe. We've talked about it being a cupcake game, but it was just such a nice performance offensively, defensively. You know, Wisconsin, it's hard to say average because, SEC has a little more parity, I think. The Big Ten has, a couple of really good teams at the top, maybe three, and then it sort of trails off. I mean, let's not forget Wisconsin didn't make a bowl game last year. They were 5-7. So I know we're going to get into it, but I like our chances for sure.
Dr. T?
Yeah, I agree. I think, if Wisconsin were in our conference, they're probably toward the bottom, if not the bottom, I feel like. I think if we come out and play with the intensity we did last week, it's a wrap.
Will K?
Well, I'm not sure that the record from last year argument is a very good one, considering Florida State went 2-10 last year. But I think that we should win this game pretty handedly because we're at home, and that's a big difference, especially for a Kalen DeBoer team. Saw it against Louisiana Monroe, who's not very good, but we obviously play way better at home. I think the Big Ten might be better at the top with Oregon, Ohio State, and Penn State, and we know with Texas not looking so good. But I think that collectively the SEC is better than the Big Ten in the middle and even at the bottom. Mississippi State beat a top 15 team last week. They might. I was thinking maybe they'd be ranked higher than us. That would have been crazy. But I think Wisconsin.
We're not going with Mississippi State being better than Bama, but I like.
Well, I didn't say better, but ranked higher at this point. I think they're a below average team, and I think we should probably beat them by three touchdowns because we're at home.
On that note, other than Florida, the SEC rolled this weekend. The SEC beat down some teams. Now, South Florida, FSU may both make the playoffs, and that'll be interesting. And Miami could, so Florida could be the odd man out there. That was a bad loss. But other than that, I agree with you, Will, that the Big Ten in the middle and at the bottom is pretty bad. There's some bad teams in the Big Ten, but top four or five teams are legit. And we're going to be fighting with them to see who gets more teams in the playoffs, but they have an easier road. Their teams, Indiana, I mean, even you look at Ohio State's schedule, Penn State's, they have like three or four tough games, and then they have a lot of cupcakes because Maryland's bad, Rutgers is bad, UCLA's terrible. There, you just go through the litany.
I think it
of teams.
Seems like Purdue and Northwestern.
Oh, they're bad.
Those are the kind of teams I think of.
Yeah, they're bad. I mean, it goes. The list goes on and on. So, if we're prepared, if the coaches did their jobs like they did last week and like they didn't do against Florida State, and we're prepared, and the guys are focused and embarrassed by what happened at Florida State and want to make the playoffs, we should roll. Those are my sentiments on that. All right, who's got some more comments that they want to talk about Wisconsin and what we need to think about?
Well, I'll jump in here. So they did have a shutout against Miami of Ohio, sort of, I guess, analogous to our shutout against La Monroe. Really don't know that much about Miami of Ohio, but you know, their offensive coordinator, Jeff Grimes, he's got some players. He's kind of been one of these hopscotch coordinators. He's been at, just the last 5 years, he's been at Kansas, he's been at BYU, he's been at Baylor. It's just, he never stays anywhere a long time. So I don't know what to make of that, but they've got this transfer quarterback from Maryland who apparently had a pretty good game last week, efficiency wise. And they've traditionally been a pretty good defensive team. I saw a stat that they won the defensive impact sort of score in the nation last week. Now, they were against not much of an opponent. I'm surprised we didn't win that award against La Monroe. But, I mean, there's still, you know, I think Will Kay made a great point. You can't really base expectations on last year's record. I would say it's not irrelevant. But if you look at their recruiting classes, they're always around 25 the last couple of years. They just don't have the players. I mean, we can talk about this position. They're good. They got a good safety. They got a good one linebacker who's really good. But like top to bottom, they don't just match up with us. And I think, you know, even if they have a great game plan and execute, keep it sort of interesting for a while, we're just going to wear them down, I think, by the second half. And I agree with Will. I think this is a 20 to 25 point victory when the dust settles Saturday afternoon.
And they don't run the Vanderbilt, Oklahoma, Florida State type of offense. And that's what gives us trouble. You got to look at the scheme of things. I think if Vanderbilt went into Virginia Tech and beat the brakes off Virginia Tech, I hate to say this, but Vanderbilt's going to be – it's going to be – I'm going to be scared about that one because, I mean, because of the scheme they run. We have shown time and time again that we cannot stop it. Diego Pavia is really good. I mean, I know we're at home, and, you know, this is a few weeks on down the road, but I'm just getting ahead of myself that it's for this type of team and this defense, it's about the offensive scheme as much as anything. So,
hey, to that point about Vanderbilt at South Carolina, we're going to learn a lot about both teams as we are about Tennessee, Georgia. So,
Florida, LSU, there's a lot.
Yeah, eyes glued, you know, LSU, Florida. Now, Florida losing that game, it's going to be really interesting there. But it's some great games in the SEC, and we're going to learn a lot more about them. I want to see how Vanderbilt does because they have a common opponent, and Vanderbilt beat Virginia Tech worse than South Carolina did, and South Carolina had them at home, and Vanderbilt went into Blacksburg and beat them down in the second half. That's not Rick and I talked about this last night. But that is not my mama's Vanderbilt team. I mean, the Vanderbilt team I grew up watching would have lost that game 45-3. And this team is for real. And really every SEC team you play, you have to strap them up and be ready to go. And that's why I'm going to be super fascinated to see who wins this game. And is it close? Does one team put it on the other? It's going to be very telling.
Is that game in Columbia or Nashville?
Yes, it is in Columbia.
Okay.
So,
by the way, who saw last night Will Reichard hit a 59-yard field goal to win in the Monday night game for the Vikings?
Loved it.
That's awesome.
Loved it. And so when you think about that,
where was that against Tennessee in 2022?
Okay. All right. We're staying cautiously optimistic. We're not dredging up. This is not a Festivus episode, right, Rick? This
all right, is no not grievances. No grievances.
If somehow we lay a huge egg on Saturday, there'll be lots of grievances, but that's not going to happen. That is not happening. Couple of things about just thinking about Vanderbilt, South Carolina. What are we going to be able to see? What are we going to be able to tell? It's going to be very interesting. But either one of those teams is going to be tough. But I'd love to see Vanderbilt go in there and pull the upset, because that's going to give me hope that we can go on the road and beat South Carolina. And South Carolina did not beat Virginia Tech as convincingly as Vanderbilt did, which to me was shocking from that standpoint. But the SEC's loaded up and down, particularly when Mississippi State won. Kentucky gave Ole Miss all they could handle. So I don't think there's an easy place to play on the road in the SEC. And to the point of DeBoer's undefeated at home at Alabama on the road.
So, does he have a losing record on the road? I think he does.
He went well, do you count a neutral site in the bowl game?
Yeah. It's not a home game.
Do you count that on the road or not? Because if you do,
just like full on the road.
I think he does.
I still think he does, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we lost nearly all of the.
He was 1-4 last year, and he's 0-1 this year. Right.
Well, he won two last year. Wisconsin.
Oh, you're right. I forgot Wisconsin. Yeah. So
still losing. Yeah.
Yeah. He's 2-5. He's 2-5 on the road. So that's got to end. He's got to learn how to win. Chance,
right. Yeah. So you're telling me there's a chance.
So with Wisconsin this weekend, they're going to run the ball a lot. I love that challenge because that's been our weakness, run defense. So we're going to get a pound of that this weekend. So let's see how the run defense is.
Is the offense like a Vanderbilt type run or a Gus Malzahn type running offense, or is it more traditional, just power ball? I mean, it's a lot of motion. Do you know?
I don't know for sure, but they got two quarterbacks and we don't know which one's going to play. They got a transfer from Maryland.
Yeah.
And then Danny O'Neill came from like San Jose State or something, and he was one of only two freshmen to start last year. So they've got two, I'd call them legitimate middle-of-the-road quarterbacks. And I don't know, Billy Edwards was supposed to start, but he's injured. He may or may not start. Danny O'Neill played apparently well, and they want to run the ball a lot. They're not going to be a pass-happy team, but I don't know if either one of those guys has the wheels – has the elusiveness to run that, you know, that dual threat quarterback type of offense. I don't have a good sense of that.
It just seems like to see two tight end kind of power ball. Just because Jeff Grimes has been an OC, and I don't know that much about their personnel, but I mean, if you look at the offenses of Baylor and BYU, those are not traditional kind of run down your throat kind of schemes when he was there. So you would expect some, a little bit of flair there.
Well, and he may use play action a lot. Run, and then go play action. I think you're going to see some of that. So the quarterbacks, I think the roster, they weren't a highly ranked portal team in terms of signing great players out of the roster. They didn't do what LSU did. They did not do what Florida State did and load up with a bunch of dudes out of the portal. They got players out of the portal, but they weren't highly ranked. So you're going to see a better roster than we saw this past Saturday. but I'm not sure it's even up to an SEC standard from the bottom of the barrel in the SEC to that level. I did note that you guys know who T.Y. Hilton is?
Yes.
His son is a freshman there, so they've at least got one highly athletic, assuming he's a chip off the old block. So they got one good potential receiver that we got to worry about. And I think they got a couple of running backs, which you would expect from Wisconsin. But they don't have the dudes we do. They didn't do as well in the portal. Their recruiting classes have not been top five like ours. So talent advantage ours. What are our coaches doing this week? I don't know. Any sense of where we're going to be? Are we going to be schemed up, or are we going to get a great defensive scheme out of Kane Womack, which is my concern? Are we going to have a good run-pass mix? I don't know.
I think Kane has a big issue with offenses that run a lot of motion or misdirection. So I don't know what this offense does as far as running the ball, but if it's straightforward running power football, I think we'll be able to do it, you know, by committee. But man, it seems like our players are confused when you start running motion and all kind of stuff like Vanderbilt does or Gus Malzahn does. Man, it's like
they don't have a set, you know, person to, you know, I got the quarterback on this. I'm going to, you know, seal the edge. I'm going to stay here and just wait for him, and everybody in the middle can take the running back. If he bounces it outside, that D lineman, that DN needs to be able to set that edge, and they just go running towards it, and then he, you know, takes it, and he's like Lamar Jackson, you know. And it's really very fixable, but they just, I don't know. The swarm defense, they just try to go to the ball, but they don't ever think that the quarterback can just keep it. Or, you know, they got some triple option, the jet sweep option, and then they can throw it with that too. It just, you know, RPO, it seems to boggle their minds a little bit, and they just can't do it.
And LaMonroe obviously didn't present a challenge at all. I mean, our linebacker, I mean, top to bottom, our D looked good. But, I mean, against what? They had like 40-something yards passing. I mean, it just wasn't a good opponent. Now, curiously to me, I think we're going to do more of a balanced attack on offense, preparing, I guess, for the Georgia game a little bit to see, you know, I think it's going to come down, not to be a broken record, but I think our O-line is going to determine our season. I really do. And I like to say, you know, Ty had such an amazing game against LaMonroe. I expect a good game from him this weekend as well. We got the weapons. I like Kevin Riley out of the backfield. I like to compare him to A.J. McCarron. I always love these comparisons, but A.J. had D.J. Fluker, Barrett Jones, Chance Womack. I mean, he had these just amazing offensive linemen that kind of gave him time to do his thing. And Ty had that last week. You know, he did have to move some. I think I mentioned that rolling right touchdown to Isaiah Horton in the second quarter. Great throw. Put it right on the money. Man, that was something to build on.
He looked very comfortable.
And you guys probably saw he had the first 17 for 17 or the third one since 1995, any Division I quarterback. I mean, that is just – I don't care if it's a cupcake opponent or not. That's impressive.
Flawless. He was flawless. And the whole game to me was a virtuoso performance by Alabama. How many times have we seen these and Rick and I talked about this last night as well. How many times have we seen these cupcake teams come in here and Saban's pulling his hair out, losing his mind, giving somebody the old Lane Kiffin chewing and getting up on people because our guys don't take it seriously. I loved what we did last week. I thought we were ultra prepared. They didn't throw any schemes at us that confused us. 73-0, 11 possessions, 10 touchdowns, one field goal, never punted, shut them out. And I loved that play at the end of the game when they had a chance to score. And our was it Drake Kirkpatrick who knocked that ball down?
Yeah,
and made a great play, and I loved that we played to the final play and took pride in shutting them out, and I loved it. I loved it. I'm just
whatever Kane did that last week to get his defense ready. They played with a lot of attitude, but flipping back to the offensive side, I mean, Jeremy, I expect him to continue to have really strong game. You look at that shovel pass that he scored on the left side in the first half. you know, of all the players we could scheme that play for, they picked him. I mean, he's playing at another level right now. I expect he'll probably have another 100-yard receiving game this Saturday. I expect that if the offensive line can give him time, and I think they will.
Well, Tommy Bernard wants to play in the NFL.
And he's projected. He's projected as a first to second round pick, and I love it. And remember, I made that bold prediction about Jeremy being a 1,000-yard receiver. So at least I nailed one. There's some other ones we can drudge up that I kind of whiffed on, but and I didn't see Kevin Riley coming. How about him? How about Lozier Brooks? I mean, is he Jalen Waddle or what? He needs to start. I love all of that. All right, Dr. T, I know you got a lot of thoughts. You're sitting there quiet. Come on, spill it. Are you frozen, Rick?
I think he is frozen.
That's why he's sitting there.
Yeah, I think he is. I think he is frozen for now. So until he chimes back in, Rick, if you can hear us, jump in. But on the offensive side, Gary, I loved the quick passes. I thought we used the quick passing game quickly to get the ball out, to not try to go the intermediate. And I love the short passes, and I love the fact that the run pass was more of a 50-50 mix, because we abandoned the run in the second quarter against Florida State, and that's inexcusable. That's on Grubb, and he admitted that he got away from it. And I think Kane realized he didn't scheme them up, and he didn't say this publicly, but he didn't put his players in the best positions. He didn't use enough 7 men in the box, 8 men in the box against the Gus Malzahn offense. And I didn't see any misalignments where he hung our guys out to dry. So I think both coaches had a great game plan. They executed perfectly. They coached them up and did what they needed to do. And I want to see if Kane can continue to come with some great screens. All right, Dr. T, you back with us? Apparently he's frozen again. Will
frozen in a different position.
Yeah.
Well, I'll
say
this. We saw what Ty can do with time.
Yes.
We saw it. He hit crossing routes, he hit posts, he hit outs. I mean, it's just like he was putting the ball on the money when he can set his feet. He showed us a little bit he can throw when he's on the run. At FSU, when he was moving around, his accuracy was really not good. So he's really taken, I think, in 1 week, a big step forward. And if he takes another big step forward this weekend, I'm going to start feeling really good about Athens.
Well, and how about his ability to run the offense, whatever it was? I mean, to get the ball out quick. And I love that Grubb gave him that opportunity. He was accurate. He got that ball out fast and got it to the right guy, multiple reads. I'm very fired up about what this team can be. And can we take another step? All right, Will K, thoughts? Come on.
When are Jam Miller and Tim Keenan and Ryan Williams coming back? Are we waiting for Georgia to get them back?
It's a good question. I'm not sure, and I don't think they've disclosed.
Because that's kind of been something that's been swept under the rug a little bit. That's something that we and, you know, all the other, you know, people who get paid to do this on ESPN – I mean, and, you know, Josh Payton, everybody. Nobody's really talking about Tim Keenan and Jam Miller coming back. I think that'll be a huge boost. And Ryan Williams is hurt, and he didn't play great, and we got other receivers. I don't think Ryan Williams is wide receiver one right now. But he does need to be back on the outside. I think Jam Miller and Tim Keenan coming back will be huge. But that's for another week. They'll probably be back Georgia, get him another rest week. I think we can win without him. Wisconsin, but going 17 for 17 against anybody against air is hard. It's hard to do that in practice on air. Sometimes you just, you know, throw it and it, you know, it's not complete. But I think that this is a better opponent than ULM. So if we can, you know, keep it up, it'll give us more confidence going into Georgia. Kalen DeBoer seems to have people ready. His people ready for big games, LSU, Georgia last year. We're going to Georgia. So I think that this will be another step up after ULM. I think this will be another confidence boost.
Dr. T, you with us now? Rick, can you hear us? Doesn't look like it. All right, Gary, handing it off to you. Other thoughts?
Yeah, so I was talking about Ty, and I think he'll, you know, there's a good chance he'll play the whole game. I mean, if we're up 14 late in the fourth, you know, working towards the Will K 21-point win, which I agree with, I think we leave him in. You know, I guess depending on the flow of the game and how he's performing. But even with Ryan out, and I've got a question about Ryan. I mean, he's an exceptional talent, obviously. But when you're used to being the guy, and now there's another guy, right? I mean, Jeremy's the guy now. I mean, I don't think there's any
doubt about it. Yeah, and Brooks is getting all that love for how well he played in the slot, too.
Yeah, and Lotz here. And we've got, you know, Rico, Isaiah. We've got, even with Ryan hurt, we still have, I wouldn't say a top five necessarily receiving core, but we probably have a top 10, even with Ryan hurt. So we have too many weapons. I mean, Wisconsin has a decent defense based on the first 2 weeks' production against, again, inferior opponents. They won't be able to stop us. So I'm going to give a Joe Namath prediction right now. I guarantee a win this weekend. And I'm usually very modest about stuff like that, but I don't think there's any doubt that we're going to roll. We'll probably cover. You know, I won't guarantee that, but I think it's going to be, I think we're going to end on a good note, have a good rest, and get to, you know, get the playbook ready for Georgia.
Ty Simpson's Heisman odds went up. He could be going there.
I love it. I love it.
Maybe so, one against Georgia.
So the nice thing that we have is we've got that week off before Georgia, and Georgia's got Tennessee. Then they go to Vanderbilt. Then they come home. So they don't get the rest week that we do. And so I like the fact that we have that. And if our coaches, and they're going to have to prepare for a dual threat quarterback, because Gunnar Stockton can run. He's a true dual threat. So let's see how we do against the run this week. Let's see how we stop and stymie what Wisconsin's trying to do. They got two quarterbacks, and if both of them are healthy, depending on how one plays, we may see both of those guys. But I'm more interested in the defense than the offense. Can we pitch a shutout or hold them to 3 or hold them to 10? That's going to tell me a lot, because FSU, to me, was coaching malpractice. I thought Kane did a terrible job of getting our guys ready, having them in the right schemes, and that swarm defense. You can't swarm when you're playing that triple option and that type of thing. As Will was saying, everybody's got to do assignment football. You got to cover your gaps. You got to make sure you set the edge. Somebody's got to take the pitch man. Somebody's got to take the quarterback. All of that, and he turned it around. We did everything flawlessly, and so I really want to – I'm going to watch how we do against the run. And then on the offense, I just want to see the play mix between run and pass, and I want a good mix, and I don't want to abandon the run game. And I know if we have a lead, we won't, but I just want to see. So those are the things I'm going to be watching for. What are you guys going to be watching for this weekend? What else are you going to be watching for and really honed in on?
I would say real quick that I don't care about pitching a shutout. I mean, that would be great if we do that back-to-back. But if you look at how many points we allowed against FSU, and then La Monroe was the shutout, you know, if we allow 13 or 14 points, we're allowing 14, 14 and a half points a game. That puts us in elite company in the country. And, you know, assuming we score in the mid-30s, and I wouldn't be upset if Wisconsin scored 13 points, and I don't think that's really unlikely. You know, they've got more firepower on offense, certainly, than La Monroe.
Right. Yeah.
So that's what I'm expecting. I'm expecting a 35-13, 38-13 kind of game. And I would be perfectly content with that.
Will K?
I mean, I'm just looking at everything, really. Just especially D-line, O-line. I think we know what we have at wide receiver. We just expect them to play well now. DBs played better. Still don't know why Red Morgan is out there playing. But
hey, it was 73-0.
He's out there against FSU in second, first quarter and all that. But I don't know. I'm not the coach. Maybe I should be. I'd be a good D coordinator. Give me a clipboard and a polo. But yeah, I expect the same thing. Maybe like a 42-14. Maybe like the same thing as last year, like a 42-10. see lots here. Brooks, maybe he can, you know, do some more stuff. He was incredible. See if Ty Simpson can keep it up. I think he's got more confidence now playing at home. And I think that we win every home game we have. That includes LSU, who we have at home. I think that we're just that good at home. So just looking at everything this week to see if there's anything we need to work on for Georgia.
Couple of things that I want to see. Penalties. Can we play disciplined football? Because we're going to need that at Georgia. We're going to need that when we go to South Carolina. We've got to be more disciplined about the penalties. So I'm really interested to see that. Also, the pass rush. Even though the defense was great, who's our pass rusher? Who do we have? We don't have a Will Anderson. We don't have a Dallas Turner. We don't have a Jihad Campbell. I don't know who it is. So, and I don't think LT's athletic enough. I thought he might be, but I'm not sure. So do we think there's somebody on there that can emerge as that edge rusher that can get sacks?
Maybe there's been a lot of talk about a freshman linebacker, QB Reese. He seems to be pretty athletic.
Sorry, guys.
No, you're good. I don't know how much he's, you know, blitzing versus, you know, in coverage, but obviously Deontay Lawson can do it, but, you know, he's a middle linebacker. He's not coming off the edge every single play. But I think LT can do it. He's shown that he can, you know, he got a sack in the Wisconsin game last year. Maybe he'll get another one, but I agree that our pass rush is not as good as it has been in previous years. And that's kind of what hurt us against FSU.
But do you need a pass rush against La Monroe when they have 40 yards? You know what I mean? I mean, we shut them down. That's a great question, though. You know, I'm a little, I won't say disappointed in LT, but he almost looks like maybe a little step off, I guess, from last year. I'm wondering if there's something going on there, but he's definitely got the potential to be a monster.
He was the number one overall player in his class before he reclassified.
Yeah.
He also put me in the dirt one time in high school football. That was a lot of fun.
I wouldn't have liked to have seen him on the football field. I think sometimes LT is a little out of control and a little technically not as sound and is relying on his athleticism. And I think if he would play better technique football, he would finish some of those hurries and get the quarterback to the ground. And I hope he can make that next step and be a little more disciplined, a little less out of control, and make sure that he's, when he's on the edge, he's setting the edge and forces the quarterback inside and forces him to the middle. And then I think he'll have more success. But so I'm worried about that. And then on the offensive side, I'm very fascinated. Have you guys heard about Michael Carroll and Wilkin, that there's a battle going on for right tackle?
Yeah.
I'm very interested. I hope I want Wilkin to do well. I hope he steps up and has a great game and is sound. And then I think Michael Carroll is going to get in there, and I want to see how he does. And he's a five-star. He's a freshman, but he's a five-star. And if Wilkin doesn't step up, he may lose his spot to him. And then is Jaden Roberts going to play? And how's he going to impact things? So I'm interested in those things, but I guess I should be more worried given the fact that we weren't prepared coaching-wise for FSU, but we're at home. I think the coaches have gotten their wake-up call. I'm not worried about it, but I'm very fascinated to see these things. And I don't know. Those are my last thoughts as we preview this. You guys have any other thoughts? Anything else we ought to discuss?
I was picking up on what you just said. I like the idea, Saban-esque, of nobody has a guaranteed job. You know, you're talking about Wilkin. It's like you got to earn. It's good for the team.
Yeah. Will, any thoughts about anything else that you're going to be focused on, or just kind of final thoughts as we wrap this up?
Well, you brought up Wilkin. I'll just say it's very weird to see Wilkin Formby play college football because, you know, he was friends with Luke growing up, and, you know, he was always a big kid, and then, you know, now he's 6'8", 350 pounds. It's just, you know, Taco Casa guy. But anyway, I just, you know, need to keep it up from last week. I'm not sure we'll beat them 73-0. Maybe like 50-0. We'll see. But I think that this could be another stepping stone for Georgia. Georgia's got two tough games before they play us. They could lose one of those games. Tennessee has looked really good. But that's what Tennessee's done under Heupel. They've just murdered really, really bad teams by like 70 points, and then they play a competent defense, and they can't really do anything. So we'll see. And that game's in Knoxville, I believe.
Yes, it is.
That could be a good game. So get an extra week of rest, and then we really get to see how good we are against Georgia.
All right, guys, that's all I've got. If you guys got any other news, notes, nuggets, throw it out there. Otherwise, we'll wrap it up and go to bed.
I think I got everything.
Except for me.
All right, guys, I'm excited. We'll do an instant reaction on Saturday. I hope you guys are available to do one Saturday afternoon after the game. And that's all we've got now. So thank you all for listening and subscribing and following us. And if you haven't liked, subscribed, if you're not following us, please do so. Hit the notify button on the YouTube channel. God bless and roll tide.
Roll Tide.